But we turn empty.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在怎么生活呢?
Now how do they live?
地是不可以卖的,
they can't sell the land.
结果他们卖了那块地,
but they sold that land.
那什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
你虽然脚在, 踩在迦南美地上,
if you're standing upon the land of Canaan,
你享受了福音的好处,
you enjoyed the blessing of the gospel, but the problem is this,
你把你弟弟卖了,
when you sold that land,
那么所有的土产,
so you cannot receive of the abundance of the land.
这些都是神给你的,
this is what God gave you.
但是你不要忘记,
but don't forget,
当你把地卖了,
when you sold the land, you became poor. So this is the story of Naomi. When Naomi returned, she came back empty handed. Now we want to ask, now if Naomi sold the land, is it possible? Is it possible Naomi to gain back that land? This is very important. After we're saved, sometimes we will sell our land. We will sell out ourselves.
你看见许多时候, 你看见我们会出卖我们自己的见证,
we will sell our own testimony short. We're just like Naomi.
我们像伊比米勒一样,
we're just like Elimelech.
我们体贴肉体,
we are mindset on the flesh.
我是三个死亡,
then three deaths,
三个寡妇,
three widows.
这是悲剧,
this is a tragedy.
主说你要救自己的性命,
the Lord said if you save your own life, you will lose your own life.
弟兄姊妹, 现在我们要问,
we will ask,
我们还有盼望吗?
Do we still have hope?
我们还有可能回头吗?
Do we have a chance to return?
你懂吗?
You understand?
读路德就有两条线,
if you study the book of Ruth, there are two lines.
如果你注意路德的话,
if you pay attention to Ruth,
那条线是成长的线,
that line is a line of process of growth.
你明白吗?
You see that?
她本来是外邦的女子,
she used to be a Gentile woman.
现在是十岁的女子,
now is a gleaning woman.
现在我是婢女,
now she's a maid.
到了第四章与波阿斯联合,
chapter 4, she's united with Boaz.
她做了波阿斯的妻子,
became the wife of Boaz.
你看从外邦女子,
so from a Gentile woman,
到十岁女子,
to a gleaning woman,
到婢女,
to a maid,
到妻子,
to a wife.
你看有这里面的进步吗?
You see the process of growth?
明显一步一步地往上走,
it's clear that it's a step going up.
但是我们要记得,
but let us remember,
但是我们要记得一件事,
what we have to remember something. For Ruth, it's an improvement.
但是还有一条线,
but there's another line.
这就是你读路德记很重要的地方,
there's another important factor in the book of Ruth.
路德记代表一个蒙恩的基督徒,
the book of Ruth speaks of a believer.
他怎么长进的?
How he grows up.
那么哪里呢?
How about Naomi?
是代表一个人已经认识神了,
it speaks of about someone that already knows God,
明白神的主,
already knows the will of God.
但是他失败了,
but she failed.
他软弱了,
she became weak.
他拣选了摩亚地,
she chose Moab.
他拣选了肉体,
she chose the flesh.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他的拣选,
her choice,
和路德拣选刚好相反的,
it's opposite to the choice of Ruth.
你看见没有?
You see that?
因着他们拣选肉体,
because she chose the flesh,
其实肉体的就是死,
the mindset on the flesh is death.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他就失去了救恩的快乐,
she lost the joy of her salvation. But now we want to ask,
有没有可能恢复呢?
Is it possible for you to restore that?
产业能不能重新恢复呢?
Can her inheritance be restored?
现在她是两手空空的,
now she came back empty-handed.
什么也没有,
she had nothing.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
她不应该什么也没有,
she shouldn't have nothing.
每一个以色列人手中应该都有迦南美地,
every people of Israel should have the riches of Canaan.
因着贫穷她把它卖掉了,
but because of this she sold her land.
现在什么时候能够把那块地再拿回来?
When can she take back that land?
什么时候把地拿回来?
When you take back the land.
在旧约圣经叫做把地赎回来,
in the Old Testament it speaks about redeeming the land.
不是所有的人都能把地赎回来,
but not everyone can redeem the land.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
你需要一个替你救赎的人,
you need a redeemer to redeem the land.
这个人就是你的救赎主,
this is the, your kinsman, your redeemer.
你明白吗?
You see that?
那你怎么做, 你有什么资格才可以做 redeemer?
Well, what right do you have to be a redeemer?
这个时候需要是你至亲的亲属才可以,
he needs to be a close relative.
那这个圣经在什么地方?
Where is this Bible verse?
我们很快读一下,
we'll read it quickly.
那就是 利未记25章,
that is in Leviticus chapter 25,
25章,
chapter 25, verse 23.
地不可有卖, 因为地是我的。
The The land moreover shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine.
你们在我面前是客旅，是寄居的。
For you are but aliens and sojourners with me.
在你们所得为业的全地。
For every piece of your property,
也要准人将地赎回。
You are to provide for the redemption of the land.
你的弟兄若渐渐贫乏。
If a fellow countryman of yours becomes so poor,
卖了几分地业。
He has to sell part of his property.
他至近的亲属。
Then his nearest kinsman,
就要来把弟兄所卖的赎回来。
Is to come and buy back his relative and sold. You understand that?
今天如果你的地失去的话，
If you lose your land today,
你需要个救赎主。
You need a redeemer.
把那个地把它赎回来的。
To redeem back that land.
但是不是每个人都有资格。
Not anyone has a right to redeem the land.
你必须有一个至近的亲属。
You have to have a kinsman.
那这个至近的亲属，
This close relative,
就变成了救赎主了，
becomes your redeemer.
所以他是亲属救赎主。
He's your kinsman redeemer.
你明白吗？
You understand that?
所以这个人他才有资格来赎这块地。
Then he has a right to redeem this land.
如果把这个地拿回来以后，
If you take back this land,
那么Naomi手里不再空了。
Then Naomi's hands are no longer empty.
Naomi能够享受神赐给以色列人所有的祝福。
Naomi can enjoy all the riches that God has provided.
她真是有一块地是我的。
She can say, there's a land that's mine.
还有是我后裔的。
And it's also my descendants.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
明白吗？
You understand that?
问题在这里。
The problem is this.
你不光有地，
you not only have the land.
你还有一个问题，
you have another problem.
明白吗？ 你需要有后裔来产生，来这个，你需要有后裔来继承这块地。
You need descendants to inherit this land.
所以如果光把地赎回来，
so if you just redeem the land,
如果你没有后裔，
if you don't have descendants,
像亚伯拉罕一样，
just like Abraham,
你的房子很大，
your house is big,
你的产业很丰富，
your inheritance is full,
弟兄姊妹，这个地都是你的，
so all of this land is yours.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
这个地需要后裔来承受那个产业，
but you need descendants to inherit that land.
如果没有后裔的话，
if you do not have descendants,
一切都是虚空的。
Everything is empty.
所以明白吗？
So you see that?
今天路德记的故事，
Today the story of Ruth.
不光是一个人他把地卖掉了，
It's not someone has sold the land.
这里有三个寡妇，
There are three widows left.
这两个寡妇回到了迦南地，
The two widows came back to Canaan.
怎么生活呢？
How do they live?
他们需要有人把他们的地赎回来，
They need someone to redeem the land.
他们可以享受那块地，
They can enjoy the land.
但是问题在这里，
But the problem is this.
两个寡妇，
The two widows,
没有后裔，
No children.
那么请问等着他们过去了以后，
So after they pass away,
那块地是还在。
That land is there.
但是谁的名字挂在上面呢？
But whose name is it going to be placed upon?
每一块地都要有名字的。
Every land needs to have a name attached to it.
每一块地，我们只要是以色列人，你看他都要每一个人都享受他自己那块地。
Any one of the people of Israel should have their own land to enjoy.
这块地全家的。
This land is part of their family.
那块地是无家的。
That family has another name.
为什么有这个名字呢？
Why that family name?
讲到迦南美地。
When you speak about the land of
Canaan, 是大家所共有的。
It is shared by everyone.
讲到基督是大家所共有的。
When you speak about Christ, it's shared by everyone.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
特别当你经历主的时候。
Especially when you experience Christ.
你可以看见有一份你可以说是你的。
There's a part that you can say it's mine.
耶和华是我的产业。
Jehovah is my inheritance.
所以亲爱的弟兄。
So brothers and sisters.
现在很清楚。
This is very clear here.
你看见吗？光是一个。所以神在这里有预备的。
So God has a provision here.
他需要预备一个救赎主。
He has to prepare a kinsman redeemer.
来把拿俄米那块地拿回来。
To redeem back the land for Naomi.
但是拿俄米的问题没有解决。
But Naomi's problem is not resolved.
你就是那块地拿回来。
Even if you redeem back that land.
没有后裔怎么办呢？
If you do not have sons and daughters, what do you do?
生命记二十五章。
So that's why in Deuteronomy chapter 25.
我们看生命记二十五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 25.Verse 5.
弟兄同居若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人，他丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶他的妻与他同房。
When brothers live together and one of them dies and has no son, the wife of the deceased shall not be married outside the family to a strange man. Her husband's brother shall go into her and take her to himself as wife and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her.
第六节
Verse 6
妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了
And it shall be that that firstborn whom she bears shall assume the name of his dead brother that his name may not be blotted out from Israel
现在你看见吗在神的话语里面
In the word of God
有两个预备
There's two provisions
但这两个预备都是需要有人都这个都要有人出来做的
So you need these two provisions you need someone to do it
你看见这里有一个至亲的亲属
Now there is a kinsman
他就去他这里有一个这个他就尽了他弟兄的本分
So he has entered the responsibility of being his brother
结果就娶了就这个结果就娶了死人的妻
and to take her to himself take her to himself as wife
那么使他的哥哥免得在他的名在以色列中间被涂抹了
that his name may not be blotted out from Israel
所以这是旧约神老早预备好了
so this is the provision of God in the Old Testament
不要忘记这是旧约
don't forget this is the Old Testament
所以旧约真的发生了这些情形的时候
so when these things did occur in the Old Testament
你看见他们所运用的条例是这两个条例
so they had these two provisions and rules
第一个是需要一个救赎主
first you need a kinsman redeemer
第二个这个救赎主必须能够带下后裔
the second this kinsman redeemer needs to bring in descendants
那因着这个后裔然后就叫他们的名字在以色列中间不被涂抹
so because of these descendants then the name will not be blotted out in Israel
所以现在明白吗
so now you understand
你来到了路德记
when you come to the book of Ruth
是这两段圣经结合的结果
it's the union of these two verses
不要忘记了
don'tForget.
路德能够失去麦穗
Now for Ruth to be able to glean the field
因为她取用神的话
Because she read the word of God
那现在路德能在波阿斯脚前说你就是我至敬的亲属
So Naomi then can, Ruth could say You are my kinsman redeemer
你看见她也是根据神的话
Now she said that according to the word of God
所以请记得
So remember this brothers and sisters
今天我们乃是根据神的话
Now according to the word of God
不是苦苦的哀求
It's not that pleading woefully
你乃是宣告主已经应许的
We are proclaiming the promise that the Lord already made
所以现在我们可以再回到路德记第三章
So we can return to Ruth chapter 3
现在我们再回去
So we'll return to it
路德记第三章
Ruth chapter
3 所以他说、第九节
Verse 9
求你用你的翅膀遮盖我因为你是我一个至敬的亲属
So spread your covering or your wings over your maid for you are a kinsman redeemer
亚伯阿斯告诉他说
So then Boaz said
我实在是一个至敬的亲属
He said indeed I am a kinsman redeemer
他也告诉路德说
However
他也告诉路德说
She also said He also said
他说他说不要惧怕凡你所说的我必照着行
Do not be afraid
那是第十一节
it's
凡你所说的我必照着行
It said now my daughter do not fear I will do for you whatever you ask
凡你所说的都我要照着行
Why will I do whatever you ask
因为你所说的神已经说过
Because what you ask is what God has already spoken
你明白吗
You see that
当我们在主脚前的时候
When we are at the feet of the Lord
你看见没有我们在主面与主对话的时候
When we are there having dialogue
你要认识神在圣经里你在神所有的预备
You have to know all the provisions of God
神老早知道
The Lord already knew
当人失败
God knew that when man fell when man became weak
当他们变成贫穷
when they became poor
现在他们有没有可能被带回来
Is it possible for them to be brought back
所以这条线叫做恢复的线
This line is the line of recovery
当你读路德记的时候
when you study the book of Ruth
一眼你看我们怎么长进
On the one hand you see how we grow up
如果我们失败像拿俄米一样
But if we fail like Naomi
那么恢复的路在什么地方
Where is the work of recovery
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
在这里就是整个故事 事的中心呢
So this is the center of the whole story.
所以现在的症结在这里
So now the central point is this.
就是波阿斯肯不肯做他至今的亲手
Is Boaz willing to be the kinsman redeemer?
肯不肯做他的救赎主
Is he willing to become the kinsman redeemer?
拿俄米跟路德需要一位救赎主
Naomi and Ruth both need a redeemer.
你看见吗
You see that?
路德需要救赎主
Ruth needs a redeemer.
叫他满得赏赐
So that she could receive an inheritance.
拿俄米需要一位救赎主
So Naomi needed a redeemer.
虽然她是空空的了
Even though she returned empty-handed.
弟兄姊妹
Now brothers and sisters.
有一天她要满怀的
One day she could be full again.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你看见这个故事就是路德记给我们看见
This is the story of Ruth.
那么好了
But now.
现在波阿斯要不要实行他的诺言
Now does Boaz want to fulfill his promise?
这里有一个问题的